Chapter 20. Kelsey paced into her night class and took the empty desk at the back.
"Kelsey, I thought you were on compassionate leave," said the professor.
"Life goes on." Frowning, the professor returned to the chalkboard. Kelsey inferred the page number from her neighbor and set about catching up. But try as she may, she couldn't focus. The professor's words were a drone, her textbook a blur. Welling up and cursing under her breath, she fled the class. Sobbing, she hurried through the streets until she was well clear of the school. Kicking a balustrade in anger, she realized where she was. Her flight had taken her to the very bridge from which Michael's grandfather had fallen weeks ago. As she stared at the flowing black water, she fantasized about jumping off and letting the current sweep her into oblivion. She had tried so hard to get her life on track, making up for lost time. For the briefest of moments, she'd started believing she could have it all, an education, a career, a loving partner. But that was about to change. Screaming with rage, she hurled her textbooks into the river, then sank to the ground, weeping. Kelsey had always vowed to be better than her parents, to be there as a mother. But this child was coming so early. She'd barely experienced adulthood, let alone made up for her lost youth. Yet now fate was forcing her to choose her child's future or her own.